Mini episode 1924 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode 1924. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with a review of the movie The Last Chop on Walnut. I attended the world premiere for the film at the historic Cedar Lee Theater in Cleveland Heights, Ohio on Thursday, May 14th. Here's our top five notes of interest about this dramatic movie in our spoiler-free review. Number five, it's a screenplay about an older man who confronts his anxieties, his pride, and the realities of a changing world during a transformative few days at his lamp store, which he lives above. The movie's lead is Peter Lawson Jones, a longtime Ohio politician who returned to his youthful acting interest once he retired from public service, most notably previously playing the best friend of Tom Hanks' character in A Man Called Otto in 2023. Here, Peter plays Marvin Statler, proprietor of the lamp shop, a curmudgeon who has battled agoraphobia for over 15 years in the aftermath of his father's tragic death. Never leaving his shop/home for that many years has taken a toll on Marvin's relationships with family and his eroding willingness to keep the shop going as sales falter. The creative and well-written script was put together by Jason Richardson. Number four, the film's highest profile star is Kim Whitley, who brings her immense comedic charm to the role of Darlene, a nearby donut shop owner. Re-examining her life after a divorce, Darlene decides to reignite her old flame in Marvin, just as issues in his life are building to a critical point. Whitley's character is written with great depth and heart as she is forced to push past her playfully affectionate persona to a place of real understanding for Marvin and his circumstances. Number three, others in Marvin's orbit flesh out an intriguing cast. Penny is Marvin's quirky assistant with canine levels of loyalty to him. Victor is a wisecracking jack-of-all-trades sidekick whose willingness to shop for Marvin is a real lifeline. Michael is Marvin's estranged brother, who appears in flashbacks that illuminate how the painful divide between them came to be. Michael's son Jacob reappears under sudden circumstances that indicate that he is not exactly what he appears to be. And Jack Doyer is an awkward but friendly real estate agent who offers Marvin a way out of his present reality. Number two, because the overwhelming amount of filming takes place within the one building, the cinematography is often reminiscent of some of Jones's stage work. It's very easy to imagine this movie being adapted as a play. In particular, there's a talk radio scene towards the end that is very interesting to imagine being seen on a stage, probably through the creative use of spotlights. Number one, Jones turns in an award-worthy performance in the lead as Marvin struggles to deal with all of his psychological and emotional obstacles. It's interesting that Jones, an upbeat and extremely affable longtime politician in Ohio, has so often and so effectively played against type, embodying tortured souls with regret who claw their way to redemption. Here he does so again, juggling the gloom and guilt about family circumstances that he has long repressed, the fear of a world that he no longer understands that has kept him a prisoner in his own home, cautious optimism that he might be able to have it both ways in terms of giving up the shop and hanging on to his home, cautious curiosity about exploring some type of relationship with Darlene, and the roller coaster of emotions that he experiences during the course of the reunion with his nephew and, subsequently, another family member. The twists and turns that arrive later in the movie provide more obstacles for an ever more fragile Marvin to navigate until a rock-bottom moment arrives with heartbreaking force. In the end, Marvin is left to draw upon strength that he didn't know that he had to push through the desolation. The movie is a profound creative success, a union of tremendous writing, acting, and direction. We cannot recommend it more highly. Thank you for joining us for this mini episode of the FDH Lounge.